Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polewski. Joining me in the studio, Quizmaster Mary Zajac, for our monthly wine trivia quiz, which comes from Cork Jester's Wine Teasers, a wine game, they say in brackets. How are you, Mary?
I'm well, Jonathan. How are you?
Good.
You ready to play?
Three questions.
I have three questions.
Excellent.
Let us begin with question number one. Chianti is the name of a grape, B, a place, or C, a style?
This is a place. Chianti
ding,
is
ding,
a place,
ding, ding,
indeed,
ding, ding.
In beautiful Tuscany, where they make fabulous wine out of Sangiovese. Everything from inexpensive wine in baskets to unbelievably expensive Chianti Classico Reservas in Bordeaux bottles.
Very, very nice.
Thank you so much.
Full points on that. Ding, oh, ding, 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 ding.
Thank you so much. I'm okay. Loquacious tonight, am I not?
When are you not, dear?
When am I not?
Question number two. Which of these smells comes from oak barrels? A, smoke and vanilla. B, cream and butter. C, apple and pineapple.
I like smoke and vanilla.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, vanilla comes from natural vanillin in oak. Smoke is a result of toasting barrels over fire. The other flavors come from fruit and fermentation.
I think they use vanillin as a substitute for vanilla in foods and things when they want to give a vanilla flavor without actually using the very expensive vanilla bean.
Ah.
Yeah, it's an interesting sidebar, as it were.
Thank you so much. Other flavors that we also associate with those oaky barrels, sometimes you get that butterscotchy quality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Chardonnay, especially if you oak it. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Anyway, question number three. Why do glasses have stems? Mm-hmm. A, to keep hands from warming the wine. B, it's a 17th century tradition. Or C, the raised bowl makes color and clarity easier to evaluate.
It actually has to do with warming the glass. If you hold it by the stem, then you're not going to warm the glass with your hands.
Ding, 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 ding.
But you can have a stemless glass these days for red wine, especially that are kind of nice.
Right. Riedel has those stemless
O
glasses. You know, I don't own any, but when I use them, I sort of feel kind of hip.
I like them too.
For a second there.
Yeah. And then
I go back to being me.
Wine geeks and wannabes.
Yes.
You know? Well, I have to say I like the idea. And also with red wine, it doesn't matter if it gets a little bit of warmth from your hand. It might even enhance a little bit of flavor in some ways.
They also feel a little sturdier without being clunky.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a period of time where I had bought some big bowl-like red wine glasses from, I can't even remember from where, but they were decent glasses. But it seemed like any time we put them down on the table, if we put them down with too much force, the bowl fell off the stem. So that can't happen with a stemless glass.
That is true. And they're immune to the Maine Coon cat, which stemmed bowled glasses are definitely not. I think you can go overboard with glassware. You just have to get to a certain glass that you like and that is a nice compromise for reds and for whites.
And that fits your lifestyle or the number of animals you have in your home.
Exactly.
Or small children.
Great. Well, that was a very entertaining and enjoyable Word on Wine trivia quiz.
And you went 3 for 3. I'm so proud of you.
You're very sweet. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polewski.
And I'm Quizmaster Mary Zajac.
Cheers.